On the show today, we have Alpha Rank's very own Carlo Cardilli and 121 Financial Federal Credit Union's Adam Wade talking about how actually 121 Financial has experienced a 95% increase in new account openings through some really cool technology solutions here that Adam and Carlo are going to be talking about in detail, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and my, do we have an episode for you. No, the baseball team hasn't arrived, but we'll get to that here in a little bit. I want to do introductions first. Right below me is Alpha Rank CEO, Carlo Cardilli. Carlo, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Hello, everybody.
Looking good, sir. Looking good. You're ready for the ballpark. I like it.
ready to swing.
And then right next to me is Adam Wade from 121 Financial Federal Credit Union. Adam, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Doing great. All right. Before we get started, I gotta let people know what's the story behind the baseball uniforms here. Adam, you want to divulge here?
Sure. 121 Financial is located in Jacksonville, Florida, and we have the naming rights for the ballpark, the 121 Financial ballpark, where the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp play.
Yeah. And
closely intertwined with the Shrimp. We're the official credit union for the Jumbo Shrimp, and we love our hometown and we love our home team. So we make a big deal about our partnership.
I like it. I like it. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. I love it.
Triple A.
Love it. All right, guys. I just can't imagine what they're going to be serving after the seventh inning stretch, but we won't get into that. Leave that to the Food Network. All right, guys. Hey, today we're talking about kind of a case study in optimization completion. And obviously, Adam, your credit union was a big part of this, and obviously Alpha Rank was a big part as well, Carlo. So I want to dive right into this real quick here, open it up with a question for you, Carlo. So what's the issue with account opening right now? And then I'll probably pose the same question from you from the credit union perspective, Adam. But Carlo, we'll start with you first.
Yeah, thank you. There's a combination of some macro trends and some historical things about how we got to where we are. So I'll start with the historical. Typically, a credit union looks at account opening as a kind of checkbox functionality, the same way they looked first at digital banking and then mobile banking. This is just stuff that we have to do. We have to allow people to be able to open an account online without going to the branch.
Right.
So they engage a vendor, typically MeridianLink, could be Cuddle, could be a tons of other people. And they take the process they have in the branch, a physical process, and they just like translate it word for word, same checkboxes, same processes online, and it becomes like a glorified form fill with some automatic scoring and validation. But it's basically an in-branch process. And the issue with that is the context is completely different. You go to the branch, you made an incredible amount of commitment physically to be there. And you're not going to leave that branch until you have the account open in your hot little hands, right? You're there, right? Yeah. And if there's any issue, there's a person who's going to help you and walk you through and says, don't check that box, check this box, you know, let me go talk to my manager, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Now, in the online account opening world, first of all, let's just be aware that 60% of account opens are now happening on mobile devices. So small screen, you're waiting to pick up your kids from school, or you're somewhere, you're on your couch, right? Small screen, limited time, susceptible to interruptions, low consumer tolerance for bad process, completely different environment. So all these questions that were fine in a sort of branch context are just death in this kind of new post-pandemic e-commerce driven world. So that's the, you know, that's the sort of the big issue really. And then there's three macro trends that, you know, folks like Adam are having to upgrade their competitiveness. I mean, macro trend number one is people are not going to branch anymore. They want to do stuff from their phone. Macro trend number two is the financial supermarket's gone, right? It used to be that you went to your financial institution for all your needs. You start off with a checking account. You then made some money, you got a savings account, then maybe you got a car loan, then you got a mortgage, then you got a HELOC. There's a whole life cycle. That's gone.
Yeah.
For every one of these products, there is a fintech out there that is laser focused on getting that business. So you type in checking account in Google, boom, it will give you Chime. You type in car loan, it will give you Carvana. You type in mortgage, it gives you Betterment, right? Mm-hmm. So there's that this disaggregation, you got to compete for all these products individually.
Right.
And the last piece is the algorithms that these sites have become so powerful. And I'm happy to show you some of the stuff later. They know so much about us. They know that you're a yoga teacher. They know that you're interested in adoption. They know that you're planning to take a vacation. They know you just changed jobs. So you got to be able to play this algorithm game. And as Adam knows, if your funnel is not working, is not converting properly, you're just at a systematic disadvantage when you're bidding on the attention of these people. Mm-hmm. So those are the big things. But let me hand a speaking stick to somebody who's fighting this battle on a daily basis.
Yeah, Adam, let's get the credit union perspective here. How's this affecting your operations there?
Well, I think I think the biggest thing that's kind of impacting us is the increased consumer expectations from the big banks. When you open an account at a big bank online, it takes minutes. It literally takes just minutes to do that. And that's the experience that people expect. And that's the experience they want, even though you're a credit union. And as Carlo said, we're a little bit behind because we're very much vendor reliant. We don't build the technology ourselves. We're not a Marcus. We're not a Goldman Sachs. So we have to go out and get the Meridian Link applications. And, you know, out of the box, they're not perfect by any means. For us, and this is my mission, and Carlo's helping me with my mission, is that I want to get our deposit account opening time down to 5 minutes, which is the holy grail for digital account opening. For digital lending, it's more along closer to 10 minutes. I also am hoping Carlo can help me do that. We're making great progress in that way. But the truth is, people expect a higher level of experience. It's what they get at Carvana. It's what they get at Bank of America. They expect that from the credit union. Mm-hmm. And right now it's our job to kind of deliver that. And we're trying our best to kind of move our vendors in the right direction to help them. Because not all credit unions are the same. Not everybody's going to have it the same way, even though the asset sizes may be the same. So for us, we're just trying to move it towards an experience that matches the customer expectation.
Yeah, well, the consumers today, and I'm one of them, we're super spoiled because of thank you, Amazon, for making it so easy to get something at your doorstep, you know, within 2 hours on a daily basis now. So now everybody else has to raise their digital bar to that as well. And so this is what the consumer is expecting, or even in this case, the credit union member is expecting. So Carlo, what's the answer here? Because you guys have there's two components of new account origination. So the answer—
Well, you hit the nail on the head. I think you referenced Amazon and how Amazon has spoiled us. And, Bezos just wrote his last CEO letter. And I think that's required reading for everybody who plays in e-commerce, whether you're doing physical goods or whether you're doing digital banking like us here. And, Bezos mentioned that customers complete 28% of purchases on Amazon in 3 minutes or less.
Wow.
And half of all purchases are finished in less than 50 minutes. And that includes the search time, not just the buying time.
Yeah.
So Adam is right on the money. It's got to be 5 minutes or less for opening a checking account or completing that loan application. In fact, the data that we have, and we track the whole interaction. I mean, that's what we do, the whole customer journey from the time you get the prospect's attention, let's say on a campaign you ran on Google or on Facebook, all the way through, Meridian Link and, beyond, the magic number is indeed 5 minutes. And there's a huge drop off in applications after the 5 minute mark.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you have an invisible shot clock, and every question, every little obstacle you put in the way is just like a pass that goes nowhere. And, then the buzzer goes off, customer abandons for whatever reason. And the other thing is you never see them again because these products, you only need one. You need a car loan like this weekend. You're going to go buy a new truck. You get that car loan, you're done. You're off the market for 3 years, 5 years. There's no backseas. There's no second shot at this thing, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, even the time 5 minutes seems like eternity, especially online or in a mobile environment. 5 minutes, what? I can't do this in one button. I can't press it once and everything's done. So that's where I think we're spoiled here. So, but you guys, wow, what a mountain to climb, but you're doing it though. And that kind of leads me to my next question, because you guys have already experienced some significant improvements or increases here, right? Right, Adam? Because you guys have a 95% increase in new account openings. You want to talk about that real quick?
Yes, we engaged with Carlo, I believe March 2020, and we started to see results almost immediately.
Fantastic.
And as Carlo kind of mentions it, it's not about, you know, perfecting the application or getting the wording just right, all that sort of stuff. It really is about the bottlenecks and understanding where the bottlenecks and the brick walls are in the application. So that was probably the first engagement I think, Carlo, you and I had where, all right, buddy, you got to remove these three questions and change these other two.
Right.
Just the difference it makes is unbelievable, especially because, you know, credit union people look at things the way credit union people look at it. Well, we've already done it this way. This is the way we do it in the branch. It makes sense to do it that way. Like I think our first question, Carlo, that we got rid of was, what's your nearest branch? That was like literally the first question on the application. Wow. And of course we named all the branches by the names that we call them. Oh, River City. I have no idea where the hell River City is. So, I mean, so it was this.
That's all Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, it's all Jacksonville. I don't even know the neighborhoods in Jacksonville. And so it's this huge brick wall that we had just sitting right in front of our application. And that was one thing we were able to do on just day one, is just identify the bottlenecks and start to remove the bottlenecks. And now going in and starting to polish it up a little bit more of, well, we don't need this question. We don't need two phone numbers. We only need one phone number, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's been really great. Carlos made me look really good, and I'm pretty happy with that.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I mean, look, Adam's got a small team, but I think it's that old Margaret Mead quote, never underestimate the power of a small committed group to drive some change and get some results.
Yeah, no doubt. And so this sounds like, I mean, it's a matter of just kind of trimming down, getting the excess out of there. And so, there's a psychology behind it too, right, Carlo, of what members expect and what we expect in the retail world as we're expecting right now. So
if you had to boil down all that we've learned, both working on account opening, loan applications, credit cards, and the small business loan processing, we have a big PPP business as well. It's really about this consumer psychology. And you got to manage the dopamine state in the prospect's brain, right?
Yep.
So, we all have this lizard brain going on. We want to click something, we want something to happen. It's like the infinite scroll on Facebook. We're all looking for that stimulation. So it's important that, the screen has a low cognitive load. You're not asking a complicated question. There's got to be a big button they can click on. Mm-hmm. They click on that button, something happens. Oh, okay, next thing. And you chunk these tasks so they never seem overwhelming at any point in time. And, by the time they've got to the fourth question, well, they're so deep into it, they've kind of forgotten, where they are, and they just want to get done. That's kind of the macro message.
Yeah.
I think the other part of it is you've got to look at the whole thing. It's not just MeridianLink. It's not just your website. It's not just your digital marketing. It's not just your scoring at the back end. It's a whole chain, and all these pieces interact. So, if you have better digital marketing, you're going to put more pressure into this pipe. You're going to find more leaks. Then you got to go plug the leaks at the back end. So historically, the credit unions have been distributing the responsibility. So if you've got somebody in charge of digital marketing who's just running campaigns and just trying to get clicks to the website, you've got a website agency who's trying to give you a great website, but they don't have the data on how people are going through it. So they don't see where people are getting tripped up. We had a client that had this fantastic responsive mobile website, except that when you went to the I Want a Loan Now page, on an iPhone X, that call to action was invisible, and nobody had secret shopped that. But that's where the data comes in. It tells you, you've got a problem right there.
Yeah.
And then you hand it off to MeridianLink, and somebody else who's running the MeridianLink process, who's not talking to marketing,
completely
disconnected, and then it goes to the backend process. So you got to tie all that stuff together, because if you don't have a good like measurement system that ties everything together, mm-hmm. you can't optimize it. And the way we like to think about it is, instead of this ocean of data that you could be drowning in, we'll come to Adam with a cool tall glass of water that tells him exactly what he needs to do and what he needs to do first, where he's going to get the most bang for the buck.
This is fantastic, and it's all just again just trimming, streamlining, and dare I say, there's kind of a TikTok effect here because of our reduced attention spans from online usage. And this sounds like what it's like as well, because in this process, people lose patience, unfortunately, especially in, I don't know what happens to people online. They just get the attention span of a flea and they can't hold it. And so again, financial institutions or any retail outlet, they have to have these really super quick, super easy, super seamless processes and procedures to get through it. And this sounds like what you guys are experiencing right now. And with the new account openings successfully. So the experiment is working, so to speak, right? Right, Adam?
Yeah. I like to think it's working, but there's the biggest room is always the room for improvement. So so we're definitely working on it and trying to get a little bit better and trying to change our interface. As Carlos said, the big thing is you can get overwhelmed with data. Like I can pull so much data out of my core. You can just go on forever with data. But the most important thing is just getting your priorities, getting the top three bullet points of what you can do today, what step you can take today to kind of fix things. And that's been the most helpful with Carlo is just like, all right, well, here's what you change your URL structure on this one link to send it to a certain page, which is, dramatically easier for my small team to do than to be like, oh, we've got to change this entire application and change everything. So we're just doing everything these little baby steps at a time.
That's right, but little baby steps and you've climbed the mountain, right?
Yeah. It really does work. And I think the next few years, just in terms of lending and the whole account opening thing, and especially with the credit union space, is going to be really, really interesting because of how many vendors are getting it that they need to be hooked up to Plaid. They need to be able to do one click, Facebook fills out your information kind of stuff. Yep. And we're getting real close to that, but we just aren't there yet. But we're getting there.
It's getting closer every day. And then that leads me to my next question here, Carlo. What does this improved process mean for credit union success out there? Because I think Adam just kind of touched on it a little bit there. I mean, we have to get there or else we're going to be left in the dust by these other people. And we already have all these other fintechs nipping at the credit union heels or even community banks heels with all their offerings and stuff now. So what does this mean for credit unions? Because it sounds like good news to me once they get going with it.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's opportunity as well as a threat. I mean, if we were to go back 10 years, let's say Adam was here in 2011 thinking about the credit union growth strategy. In 2011, he would have been advocating for more branches, like, hey, we have this expanded charter. We want to expand into the suburb of Jacksonville. Let's go build a branch here. We've got the Claritas data. This is where we need to build a branch. So you're looking at a CapEx of about $1 million to build out the branch and an operational cost of like $500,000 a year, 3 years before your branch becomes break even.
Wow.
So, big investment, big time period. Now he can say, hey, we're going to go to the suburb in Jacksonville. I can go buy some targeted ads. I know that my ads are going to convert at 6% because, I've got the metrics from Alpha Rank. And now I can go after this pocket of people that is underserved with using a very low cost strategy. And he can test. And, in a month, he'll know if it works or not. And if it works, he doubles and triples down. If it doesn't work, he changed tech and tries something else.
Yep. Right. Those minor little adjustments mean a lot. And so, and that said, Adam, what's next for you guys here? Because it sounds like you got a lot of plans on the plate here. And that bodes well for you guys.
Well, more. So we've started off with the XA application with Meridian Link to kind of improve the member onboarding experience. But then there's so many elements beyond the application. As Carlos said, there's the website that gets you there, the advertising that gets you to the website. And then where a lot of credit unions drop the ball, admittedly, or I would admit in our space, is that after the application, the follow-up, the onboarding, all this other stuff, which is also equally as important as everything in front of the application. Those are the things that I'm going to be that's going to be keeping me up for most of the next year. But in terms of digital account opening, fix the member application to, or make it the best experience possible. Mm-hmm. And then we're just going to start ticking it off down on our products as well, because, you know, as Carlos mentioned, it's so much, product marketing right now is so, so nimble and so easy to do for us, especially digitally. Cause I mean, I can literally show you mortgage ads just based on where you live, based on how many houses have been sold around you. And I can do that in 10 minutes and turn that on and off anytime I want. So it's amazingly awesome, but we have to have everything working. You can't just have amazing ads. We have to be able to get them through the application. We have to be able to service them after the application. So it's just one step at a time, but that's kind of in a nutshell what my credit union is going to be focused on.
I'm excited for you guys. This is really cool stuff. Really cool stuff. I can't wait to have you guys back on once everything is all set and ready. You guys are hitting on all cylinders.
It'll never, ever be all done. It never,
well, it's like owning a home.
There is no version 2.0. It just continues on.
Well, once you have most of it, once you guys are hitting on all cylinders, that'll be really fun to come back and talk and get some more results and stuff, because what's happened already is pretty darn phenomenal. So that's just gives you a little appetizer of some bigger jumbo shrimp out there that you're going to go after, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. the saying in town is we're shrimply the best.
Shrimply the best, exactly. All right, gentlemen, anything else here to add to wrap up here? I'd love the stories like this. So this is a really fun to see this amount of just improvement or success. But there's a whole lot more to come, which is really, really exciting. So on that, any final words here, Adam?
No, go jumbo shrimp.
Yeah, there you go. Carlo?
I would say to your audience that, you know, this is the best. If you're a digital marketer for a credit union, you know, this is the best time. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff out there that you can do to quickly become a rock star.
Yep.
You know, you could go and, you know, implement Google My Business and get a bunch of leads into the credit unions for basically nothing. And, you know, your manager will go, oh my God, it's amazing. Look at all these things. There's certain keywords you could go by, like banks near me. You know, that's Chime's most profitable keyword. And you could just go by that keyword. And, you know, if you're in some secondary market, it's, you know, probably sort of very inexpensive. And, you know, that gets you, you know, people who have interest, right? If you're Googling banks near me, you're clearly looking for a local banking relationship. And you're not one interested in going to let's call it a neobank, for lack of a better word, right? So there's so many little things you can do. So it's the best of times, and it's also the most competitive times.
No doubt. Yeah, the tools are there for the success.
That's right.
Go grab them and use them for sure. And you guys are right there in the middle of it all. So thank you for all the efforts and all the hard work you guys are doing out there. So we appreciate it. So on that, I'm going to let you guys get back to work. Sounds like you got
fantastic.
A lot to do.
We have so much to do. Sir. Take care.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.